may have noticed, it's obviously Kodesh Elul. The year is Chofshin Tamachay, and we are about to start off the Talmud. And Sabra Josh is going to give us a brilliant time talk. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli, Merav Shabbat, mihiyo b'Shabbat. Even if you hadn't brought the knife to do the Milan before Shabbat, you can bring it on Shabbat, be over on the Isser of Hotzah, and you should do this Migula, you should see to it that everybody sees that knife as you're carrying it. We're going to ask in the Gemara why that's true. Ubisakana, now if it's during a time at which there's a gzera against Mila, so then you can indeed be mechasehu, you can cover it, but it needs to be al pi edim. It needs to be clear that you are carrying a sakin shel Mila. The question why it needs to be clear, it seems evident that otherwise people will be choshed you that you're carrying something on Shabbos. So therefore, if you have witnesses, it becomes known that what it was that you were carrying was a kli shel heter. The old Amar is, "Kor teammates seem lasot chamim, lasot barzel." Not only that I allow you to bring makshire mila that are immediately usable, you can do any of the prior steps to create that kli for the mila. So in other words, you'd be able to chop down wood, which then had to be turned into charcoal, which then has to be used in the steelmaking process, which then has to be turned into an ismil. Each and every one of these steps is koruch with the malachat Shabbat. You could do all of them, because anything that is part of the hechsher is part of the heter to do mila on Shabbos. Kalal amar Rabbi Akiva, kol malacha she'efshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat, hina dochad ha'Shabbat. Whereas Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that any malacha that could have been done, even including the carrying of the ismal on Shabbos, is no longer dochet ha'Shabbat. It's only she'efshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat. It's the mila itself, which couldn't be done on Erev Shabbat because it's ena zmana. That is dochet ha'Shabbat. Now the question is, why did Rebbe Eliezer specifically say that you have to carry the knife in the broad daylight, that everybody should see it? There's two possibilities. I mean, he may simply be saying, let everybody know that it's a kli of mila, so that way they won't be choshed you. But of course, if that's true, then you could also hide it and just have witnesses that you were carrying it so that nobody would come to be choshed you. Or it may be that where it's possible to carry it in the open, so everybody sees it, it's adif that it be in the open rather than be witnessed, because we bedafka want people to see the extent at which mila is important to you. So it's more of a presume mitzvah, the chavivut of the mitzvah. That would be two ways of understanding it, in which case we would say, if it's not b'shat sakana, it has to be megula. The other way of understanding is, if it's not b'shat sakana, it could be megula, it's fine. If it's sakana, the only option you have is that it should be with Eidim. So that's our question. Taima de Rabbi Eliezer. The reason that Rabbi Eliezer said that the knife should be in the open, is that mishum chivuvei mitzvah, to let people know how valuable the mitzvah of mila is, that it's doka Shabbos? Or dilma mishum chishada? Is it because we don't want people to be choshed you that you're carrying just anything on Shabbos? Lamai nafkamina, the nafkamina of course would be la tuye mechusel piedim. In a case where there's no sakona, do you have an option to carry the sakin shamila that is not evident, but you have witnesses in case anybody's noticed that he should know that it's a sakin shamila? So, yeah, met mishum chavuvei mitzvah begula in mechuselo. If the reason that Rebbe Eliezer said it should be in the open is because people bedafka should see it, so then he's telling you it's got to be in the open. You don't have an option of witnessing the kisui that you have the sakin shamila. If the only problem is in the negative. It's not that I'm trying to be nefarious or something. It's just I don't want anybody to be hushed. I'm carrying something else. So then it really wouldn't matter. He's saying you can do it megula, but you could also do it mechusa, as long as you have witnesses. Sharpedon, my. Which one of the two approaches is correct? Itma amar Rabbi Levi, lo amra Rabbi Eliezer, ela lechavuvei mitzvah. Rabbi Levi has insisted that the meaning of Rabbi Eliezer's psak of Meguleh is because he bedafka wanted it to be Meguleh to teach people the extent at which the mitzvah is chaviva. Tanya mi'achi mevi'o Meguleh ve'in mevi'o mechuseh. Indeed, the Braita said that Dibur Rabbi Eliezer is it must be in the open. And you do not have an option, of, unless of course it's a sakana, you don't have an option of covering it. Omer Rav Ashi, you know, if you would have looked carefully at the Mishnah, you would have seen immediately that that's the meaning. You don't have to go to the Braita. Matniti nami deka. Diktani ubisha'at ha-sakana mechatzeyo al-piyedi. I think ubisha'at ha-sakana. If it's an option, give it as an option. And obviously it's the option I will take. Bishat ha-sakana. If you're telling me this is the only time to use the option, that means that normally there's a hakfada to carry it in the open because you want people to feel the importance of Mila, that it's Doche Shabbos. So if you'll, therefore, says Rav Ashi, you see in the Mishnah B'sakana in Shelo B'shata Sakana Lo, Shema Mino, which clearly indicates that the reason that he said it needs to be Meguleh is Mishum Chavu Ve Mitzvah Shema Mino, and that settles it. Tanya Ida, there's another brighter that says Mevi'o Meguleh Ve'in Mevi'o Mechuseh. You bring it only in the open, and when you have the option, in other words, you cannot bring it with Adim covered, unless of course this is a common. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Noagin Ayinu Bishata Sakana, where we had a problem, then we were noeg to bring it mechuseh, but we were makbid al piyedim, which is to introduce a new element of chashad. But the original aspect is not chashad oriented, it's chibuvei mitzvah oriented. Iboilo, when you say alpi edim, do you mean literally edim, or you mean another person should be aware of it? You need two edim, I mean, it's not, we're not going to court over here. So does edim mean ihu v'chad, he and one other person, in other words? And we're using the word edim loosely, because he's obviously unable to testify about his own actions. Odim ahu v'tray. Does it mean you literally need, beside himself, two other people? Toshma u'bisakana mechaseo api edim? Look, the word edim means edim. I mean, yamik b'shleim ahu v'tray. If you're going to accept that the meaning is two other people, fine, you can use the word edim. Aliyamit hu v'chad? What do you mean, edim? Obviously, he himself cannot testify together with another person about anything in which he has a stake. No, my edim means ruhim la'idim v'chomacher. The two people that, under normal circumstances, where we would be talking about a court case to discuss witnessing something, okay, over there, we would call them edim. We're using that word loosely to say, I'll be edim, that's all. Doesn't mean that. Since we're not going to court, we don't have to be mocked on the technical meaning of edim. But it means there should be witnesses, that is to say, those who saw it, not those who can testify to it. Two people, me and another guy. Yeah, why not? V'yod omar Rabbi Eliezer. Tana Rabbanan b'mekomosha Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, this is not a theory. In Rabbi Eliezer's area, where he was the Rav, they actually are you kortim etzim, lasot bechamim, lasot barzel b'shabbat. They did that. It's not that he was saying shalola ma'isa. B'mekomosha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who was matir, eating birds that are cooked in milk, are you ochlim b'sarov b'chalam? They used to eat, it's not a theoretical psak, they used to eat milk chickens. Levi, equal of a Yosef Rishba, and Levi once came to visit. Yosef Rishba was a famous trapper. He had all kinds of exotic foods. Krivali Reisha Natafsa Bechalva. He served this exotic dish of peacock head in milk. Now, he didn't eat it, felt a little bit funny walking into a kosher restaurant serving Basar B'Cholam. And Kiyata Lakami, the Rebbe, so he comes to Rebbe, he tells him about the Maisa. So Rebbe said, my God, you should have put a stop to this. Amailo Tashim Tinu, why didn't you put him into Nidui? Or Marley, I say to rebuke him in Betera. First of all, I mean, I'm not the rabbi. The rebuke him in Betera is the Rav. And how do I know how he passed it? Amina, I thought to myself, Dilma Darash look Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Maybe he holds, like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who is matir birds in milk. Titznan Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. It says in the very same pasuk, Lo tochlu kol nevela, and ends the pasuk with Lo tevashel gediba chalei vimo. Therefore, my first conclusion is that only etcha asur mishum nevela, asur levashel bechalav. You only have a problem, that is, there's no problem in the local McDonald's, there's no problem of eating a cheeseburger. Other than the fact that, of course, the meat's trade. But there's no problem of the mixture of the meat and the milk, because there's no there's no nevela, no isra nevela on the burger. There's just an isra of tameh, what we call tarfus. Doesn't mean that it's literally tarfus, of course. So that's the first issue. Now, you might say, but wait a minute, if that's the case, a bird does have an isra nevela, a kosher bird. So mamela, maybe the isra of lo tevashel gediba chalevi mo includes ov, and therefore ov shasur mishum nevela yachol yehi asur levashel bechalav. You might think that there's a problem in cooking a chicken in milk. No, chas v'shalom. Talmud Zomar b'chalev imo. Have you ever seen a bird nursing at its mother's breast? It ain't ever happened. And therefore, obviously, yatsa'ov she'en b'chalev im. Why would the pasuk be referring to birds if birds don't have mothers that have milk?
Let me explain the words again.
Only those things that are asur mishum nevela. There's isur nevela on a chazir. So you can have a ham sandwich with milk. That's when we have no problem with the ham. Yeah. And in fact, Omer of Yitzchak, you should know that Ir Achat, I taught Eretz Yisrael, Shayu Osin Karava B'Yezer. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael that Paschim this way had a tradition for many years that they would actually be over on Chilul Shabbos for anything that had to do with a meal all the way up. And nobody died young in that town. It was a peaceful, happy, long-lived town. There was one time a Roman gezera against Mila, and somehow or other, magically, that city was never included in the decree against Mila, which just goes to show you. I don't know. Which just goes to show you that there's no inyan of thinking that there's a problem in being knowing. You're knowing al pi halacha. What's an afkamina? If other people pass this way, they don't pass this way. We say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, even though we don't pass them like Rebbe Eliezer. So what are you going to say? That someone who was semech Rebbe Eliezer went shloket in. And we should all yell at them and put up signs about them. My God, the world was very happy with them. So, yeah, you don't pass them like him, we do pass them like him. Which is, of course, a general, very important issue. You have people running all over the place trying to find the most chomer to get sacked. When there's some problem with the semech on your rub, that this is the psak, unless he's incompetent. But otherwise, you have a right to be semech on a psak. What are you going to go? You go, I want to ask Rabbi Yashiva. Who asked you to ask Rabbi Yashiva? Ask your rabbi. I didn't know my father's atzal once had a Rav Meisha had paskened early on in the States that the use of a microphone on Shabbos was prohibited in shuls. At a time where everyone was using microphones. And to the extent that he said it at a dinner for Shabbos, and they started to consider Rabbonim that used microphones on Shabbos to be already, I mean, they're Pasaleidus, they're Gittin, and God only knows, I mean, the Makal Shabbos, Reb Meisha says that it's a real Shabbos. My father once asked Reb Meisha, if a guy is samech on a Pesach, his Rav, who told him that it's mutter to use a microphone on Shabbos, you have a problem with such a Rav? Chas v'shalom. What's the problem? What, am I supposed to be the Pesach Ador? Whoever he has is perfectly okay. Nowadays, there's no such thing. There's a Pesach Ador, as if we have a muflish of a bezdin smanada. Actually, it's interesting that Reb Meisha himself speaks out in a number of tshuvas that we have no concept of muflah b'zman hazeh. There's a beautiful letter, by the way. Somebody wrote him apologetically that, you know, as kashas on his psak, shak with kakatom. Reb Meisha writes him back, what's this apologetically? Why do you use such a tone? If you hold on, I understand. You think I'm not open to being proven wrong? And you don't have a chiyuv to tell me that I'm wrong? Do we have today a concept of muflish of the Torah that should I cannot argue with them and so on? Chas v'shalom, I'm happy you write me that. And you should never apologize and so on. And that's the approach. Today, there's supposed to be one sack l'kol Yisrael, which is incredible, because that's the whole problem, of course, of the breakdown of Beis Din Gadol. We don't have one sack l'kol Yisrael. What are you going to do? What? Of course. My dear sir, have you never spoken to someone with a hearing aid on Shabbos? I don't know anybody who isn't Matir a hearing aid. So I don't know. Something's funny. What's that?
It's a one-day microphone.
Yeah.
There's no element of Shemir Tayyip and Shabbos.
No, no, no. There's nothing to do with it. Tanya Rebbe.
Yeah.
Sorry? I will give you the number. Tanya Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'simcha. Now, the reason that we bring this is a very interesting thing. The concept of chavivas, of mitzvah, and so on, interestingly enough, belongs to the Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. Why? Because of that one word, megula. Since we came out with an understanding in the Mishnah, the Rebbe Eliezer de Mila holds that there's an element of being mefarsim, the simcha, which extend here in the chavev, the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara here discusses elements of the joy that we have in mitzvahs, as opposed to our attitudes about certain mitzvahs that we don't take joy in, and which therefore completely changed the way in which historically we relate to the mitzvah, which is fascinating. So, Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'simcha, where Klal Yisrael had an attitude of joy about a mitzvah, kegon mila. Where do we see Mila was always looked at? Rashi says to go, the simcha means you make a suda, make a party. So where you make a party, good. You go, Mila, and the Gemara darshins that in Menachos, remember we had the old sugya, in which first of all, Imra Techa, what's the specific Imra Techa? That there was one mimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was said not together with the Torah. That was Mila, which was mitzvah basically on its own. And then there was the Sasanofi, the whole story with David when he was in the Beit HaMerchatz, that he felt he was without mitzvahs until he realized that he's always with the mitzvah of Mila. So Adayin Osimota B'Simcha, we find that people relate to this mitzvah with joy. V'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem biktata. But every mitzvah that began with a miserable reaction, kegon arayot, nobody was happy with that arayot mitzvah. As it says right away, vayishma Moshe ha'am bochel mishpechotav. What's the mishpechotav? Aliske mishpechotav. With all these mitzvahs now, who you're allowed to sleep with, who you're not allowed to sleep with, it's just terrific. So memela adayin osim otapik tatan, which is fascinating, because we do make a party at a chasana. Says the Gemara, we make a party. But did you ever see a happy chasana? They're always fighting between the sides. The lek ektuv, the lo romo de tigra. Have you ever seen a ktuv or a tnoyim, whatever, in which the sides aren't fighting with each other? How much are you giving? A cheap kike and so on and so forth. And that's part of the simcha. So why is that? Because it started with arguments. Had Klal Yisrael dedicated themselves to the concept of a home and a family and willing to be mavater on the arayas completely, none of this would happen.
Tigre literally means like fuss.
Yeah. Tigre, you're fighting about things. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, כל מצווה שמסרו ישראל עצמן עליהם למיטה בשעת גזירת המלכות. Those things that people were willing to face martyrdom in order not to be over, like Avodas Kochavim, which throughout the centuries was always an absolute no-no, no matter what the circumstances. People would give themselves and their families up and would not be over to Avodas Kochavim. And Mila, they always risked their lives to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. Adayin mechzeket biyadam. Those are the mitzvahs that are absolutely clear to Klal Yisrael. People don't worship Avodah Zarah, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry, whether he comes to Shul on Yom Kippur or not, is careful about the mitzvah of Mila, which is astonishing to think about. The whole mitzvah shalom asru Yisrael, that's mama love namita. However, those mitzvahs where people never viewed them as being worthwhile enough to give one's life up for, B'shat Zerat HaMalchut, for instance, Tfilin, it's been more Tfilin. So Adayin Imru Fabi Adam, those are the mitzvahs that are Shvach, and that people just don't really care about. The Omer of Yanai, Tfilin Tzrichin Guf Naki Ke'elisha Ba'al Kenafayim. Where do we see this? Says Rav Yanai, look, you need to have a body that is so carefully clean, like Elisha Balkana finds, we need to find one guy to look at. Apparently, people weren't that makbid on Gufnaki. Mayi am Rabbi Shelo Yafiach Behem. You shouldn't have flatulence with your tefillin. Rabbi Mashalo Yisham Behem. You have to worry that maybe, obviously, everybody's moda that you cannot sleep with tefillin. And everybody is moda that you cannot release flatulence with tefillin. So what then is the machlokas? Well, you have to be Koshesh. In other words, according to Rava, we have to make sure that this is a type of person who won't fall asleep without realizing it. He won't doze off. Some certain people maybe shouldn't be wearing them. But maybe that's only in Daf Yomi. Shouldn't wear them. Whereas according to Abaya, you don't have to be Choshesh Ad Kedei Kach. Someone will doze off, you know, but as long as he can control himself in other ways. So Vamai Korolei Elisha Baal Kedafayim, as we already saw, and remember, we make, till today, every single day, when we fold our tefillin, we remember Elisha Baal Kedafayim, which is the one reason we make those little wings on our tefillin Shel Rosh. As a memory of the Elisha Baal Kedafayim, so this is the ritual. Some make?
It does.
In the Shel Rosh?
No,
it's only in the Shel Rosh. Not the kesher, the folding. So what was the mice over there with the Yishuv Baal Kenafayim? Shepam achat gazra malchut harasha'a gezerah Yisrael, shekol aminiyach tefilin harosho, yikarut mocho. They said, look, we catch any of you Jew boys wearing those boxes on your head, we put a little chisel right through where the box was. Oh, is that your brain? So sorry. So Raul Kazdora Chad, this policeman sees him, starts chasing him. So he tries to run away. The guy catches him. So he sees him catching up with him. Natlan Mirosho. He takes off his film, he grabs him. And he puts him in his hand. Omarle Mabiatcha, what are you carrying? Omarle, what do you mean? Kanfeyona, I'm carrying pigeon wings, pigeon feathers. Koshat Yado, and he opens his hands, and sure enough, inside there's Kanfeyona, dove feathers. Laficha, you crying out to Baal Kenafayim, because of that they used to call him Elisha Baal Kenafayim. Why did he choose Kanfeyona, of all crazy things to say to the policeman? Maishla Kanfiyona the Omarla Sharofot, because there ain't thing here. Mishum the Dani Knesset Leona, Knesset Yisrael Leona, Shinema Kanfiyona, as we saw before, call yourselves Mishubach, as Kanfiyona Nechpeba Kesset, the Rotea Birakrak Harutz. So the Yona is Yisrael. The Knafayim of the Yona is the mitzvah that it does, that keeps it flying, it keeps it protected. So ma yonazo kenafel meginot aleha, ap Yisrael mitzvot meginot alehin. So therefore, normally birds will attack you with their beaks and so on and so forth. Yonah either it escapes, or it tries beating you with its wings, but it doesn't attack with a beak. So too, the rotea, the particular wing, is yirakrak charutz. It's like a covered with charitzut. We're comparing the asiyas hamitzvah with zrizus.
Is that correct?
No, it's not unusual at all. No, but that was the mitzvah that he was motzer himself on. But the question over here is, how do we see that they weren't motzer themselves on? So Rashi learns because he was the only guy. So the fact that we should use one person as a dugma must mean that it was not common to care for tefillin. Tosfos says just the opposite, that the best guy wasn't motzer nefesh on it. You should have stood up to the Roma. He said, what's your problem? I'm wearing tefillin. And he should have faced them down. Instead, to hide the tefillin,
he ran away.
So if you run away, so then that's already an interesting difference in approach here. So it means that you're not ready to stand up tall and proud. Omre Bababar of Ada, Omre Yitzhak, Ba'amachat Shachu. They once forgot to bring the night for the Mila before Shabbat. Lo yivu izmal be'erev Shabbat. And they went ahead and brought it on Shabbat, their gagot, their chatzirot. They were carrying the knife instead of through Rishut HaRabim. They carried it over rooftops and through chatzirot in order to avoid going through Rishut HaRabim. Shelo b'ritzon Rav Eliezer, against Rav Eliezer's will. What? Ask you for Rav Yezer, what are you talking about? Shalobritz on Rav Yezer. I thought Rav Yezer is the one who says it's mutter. Adrabah. Rav Yezer, who the shori, he's the one who says you're allowed to carry the Yizmah on Shabbat. But see, then maybe you'll tell me, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, well, Shalobritz on Rav Yezer, because Rav Yezer held you should take it through Rishut HaRabim. And they went ahead and they bedatka drayed a cup over here to carry over rooftops and so on. They should have just taken it directly and not brooked any delay. So maybe that's the pshat, that Shalobritz and Rav Eliezer, who is Shori Apil Rishut HaRabim. So then what are you saying, Shalobritz and Rav Eliezer, my dear? So then Bertzon who? Elaba. Bertzon the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who asked, they argued Rav Eliezer, they asked Derech Rishut HaRabim, but they were matir, Derech Gagot, Derech Hatzerot, Derech Karkifot, it's not true. Absolutely not true. Because Umi Shori, did the Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Eliezer Matir to go not through Rishut HaRabim, even in Isidra Rabbanan? No, they were not. Because Vatanya, Kishem, Sheim Meidim Oto Derech Rishut HaRabim, the same way that the Rabbanan were not Matir Chilul Shabbos, Kach Ein Meidim Oto, Lo derech gagot, v'lo derech karchifot, v'lo derech atzerot. They were not matir, even bringing it through a place without an eruv, without an eruv atzeros, or carrying it over a gag that belonged to two different people underneath. So in other words, they are diametrically opposed to Reb Eliezer. So what are you telling me, Shalobritz on Reb Eliezer? If you want to tell me that it's Shalobritz on even Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer would have wanted you to carry through Rishut HaRabim, so say so. But they did it Shalobritz on anybody, because they didn't make the Rabbanan happy, they didn't make Reb Eliezer happy. But don't tell me Shalobritz on Reb Eliezer, which implies that they made the Rabbanan happy. Which is a shot. You okay? You bleeding?
I can see my tooth.
Yeah. I just wanted to see. I thought you were worried you were his blood. I'm just a thrilling. So how do you explain that? Answers Rav Ashi. Am Rav Ashi. No, you're right. When they said Shalobritz on Rav Eliezer, they meant against all of the shitot in our Mishnah, even Rav Eliezer. But there was a shita that they did follow. It was Shalobritz on Rav Eliezer umachlekuto, against Rav Eliezer and those who argue with Rav Eliezer in our Mishnah. And then whose shita were they following? Ela b'ritzon Rabbi Shimon. You see, there is a very important three-way machloket about how to view the nature of the Rishuyot de Rabbanan. Remember that Midoraita, essentially, we only have two Rishuyot. Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaYachid. Now, the Rabbanim extended the various dinim of Rishuyot. So, as to say, for instance, a Chatzer, it's a perfectly normal Rishut HaYachid, surrounded by Mechitzot and so on. But because it's used by different diurim who open from their homes into the Chatzer, so vis-a-vis the Batim, we view the Chatzer as a Rishut HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry from your bayit into the Chatzer. Unless you make an Eruv, and then it's all considered to be one Chatzer. So let me ask you something. How about carrying from one Chatzer into another Chatzer? What's the status? Is each Chatzer given now a different din? So it's a Rishut B'fnei Atzmo. In the same way you can't carry from a house into a Chatzer, you can't carry from a Chatzer into a Chatzer. Would you say that? Or, for instance, you have on top of a building, you may have rooftops, which are shared by a number of apartments that are underneath the roof. Now, that roof could be looked at as a Chatzer that has various people that now own that Chatzer. So what would be the status of a roof? Or how about a karfaf? We know that a karfaf, there's two dinim of karfaf. A karfaf is basically an open park area or yard. But we wouldn't call it a yard because a karfaf is not hukaf ladira. It's not part of a place where people live. It's part where people come in and will take a walk and so on, but it's not for living purposes. So therefore it's not a chatzer. The karfaf shelo hukaf ladira had two dinim. If it's less than Beit Sa'atayim, the size, so then you can carry within the karfaf as if it's Rishut HaYachid. Of course, when you arrive, it's completely Rishut HaYachid. If it's more than Beit Sa'atayim, because of its size, it reminds you already of a karmelit. And therefore, we pretend it doesn't have the requisite machitas and so on, and we assert carrying in it as if it were Rishut HaRabim. So you can't carry outside of Arba Amot. How about a mavoi? A mavoi is open at one end. You're not allowed to carry from it without an eruv, which in a mavoi is called a shituf. Same idea. You're not allowed to carry from one chatzer into a mavoi. Can you carry from one mavoi into a mavoi? There are various alleyways that open up into each other. What would be the din there? So there are three very different shitot about this thing. Rabbi Meir holds all similar types you can carry from one to the other. So in other words, from one gog, you can carry to any other gog. When you carry via gagot to a city, you're able to carry via gagot. Karfef, from one to another, you can carry if it's less than two sa. If it's more than sa'atayim, you can still carry from one to the other, but as long as the total carrying is less than arba'amot. Just as if it were a single rishut. So a single karfaf that's more than Beit Sa'atayim, you can't carry more than Arba Amos. Here too, you can't carry between two karfif, but you can carry from one to the other. So every type of rishut you can carry to any other type of rishut. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Shimon that we're referring to over here, he holds they're all rishut achat. In other words, there's batim, and then there's non-batim. You can't carry from a house into another rishus without an eruv. But you can carry from one rishus into any other rishus. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And that is one very important caveat, which is that what it is that you can carry is only a thing, an instrument, a kli, that had been in that rishus. In other words, in the same way that you can't carry from a house into a chatzer. Even if you make an eruv, what was in the house is viewed as household goods, which you wouldn't be allowed to carry out of that chutz, even though you made an eruv into the chutz. Whereas if that same pitcher, let's say, had been left outdoors on the table in the chutzer, then you could carry the pitcher anywhere you want into any chutzer. Or according to Rabbi Shimon, into any chutzer, into any roof, it's impossible. What do you do? What do you do? But you understand this? Yeah, but see, that's the thing. See, a lecture to 1,000 people. Okay. You figure out of 1,000 people, you got 15 people that are up. All right. So he's happy. You understand? But I'm giving a share only to whatever. So what's left me? Good. So in the smiling at you the whole time. Oh, what do you do? Oh, it's me you're smiling at. Like, I don't give up. It is amazing. Sometimes I amaze myself. What's the point? No. Always optimistic. So.
It's part of the, definitely.
Okay, so if we're going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. We don't have a problem. Because if the izmo for the mila was left in a chotzen, so then, lechatchila, you're doing, I mean, you could carry your child's book, tell them a story for that matter. What's the problem? So that's what it was referring to. Shalobrit, son, Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer, what? You're not allowed to carry outside of a mokum that's hetzer gomer. But ain't a kinami. There's no middle stage where it's only us at the Rabbanan, but it's not us at the Araisa. That Rabbanan also would have disagreed upon. And then what it's referring to over here is Dafka Rebbe Shimon. Fine. I must tell you, there was one other shita, though it's a little bit confusing. It's not Nugear Gemara at all. But there was one other shita, which we'll get to in Erevin, which is the shita of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, everything but Karfefot and Batim are one type of Rishos. Karfav is another Rishos, and Bayez is another Rishos. But again, we don't have to worry about that right now. So, the next question is, if we're going here according to Rabbi Shimon, I didn't read it inside actually. Let's just read the Mishnah. So it's not Rabbi Shimon Omer. What is Rabbi Shimon Shita? Echad Gagot, Echad Karfefot, Echad Katzerot, I don't care. As long as it's not the Bayit, Kulam Rishut Achatein, they're all a signal Rishut, but only for Kelim Sheshaktu B'Tolchan. For an Izma, let's say, that had been in the Chatzer, or had been on the roof, or had been in the Karfat. But not the Kelim Sheshaptu B'toch HaBayit, even if there was an Erev and you removed the Kli from the Bayit into the Chatzer, you cannot move it out of the Chatzer. Because it's still called the Kli HaBayit.
So this is Mila, the Kli wasn't
and in our case, the Izba was outdoors. And it was not...
But how could I bring it to the bridge? The bridge was outdoors.
What did you have to say? Brought it into the chutzner. We'll see. I mean, the truth is no, but I don't want to confuse you, because but there's a whole marshan, this will be that explains why the answer to that is no. But right now we haven't been desperately. We could have said it's in the chutzner. It's later that it becomes clear that we don't have to say that. Boiminei Reb Yezera Mireb Asi. What if it been if you didn't make a shituf mevaot? Mavui shalon ishtatruba. Mau letatel bekulo. What is the status? A very fascinating question. In other words, we know in a chatzer, you're allowed to carry around in a chatzer. You're just not allowed to carry from the bayit into the chatzer if you didn't make an eruv. But there's no question the chatzer, we didn't give the chatzer a din of a reshut harab, you're not allowed to carry within it. It's not like a karmelit, right? It's just a different reshut hayachid. What about a mavoi? And a mavoi is not quite the same. I'm in a chatzer, I feel surrounded. A mavoi, I feel open, because I'm one of those open. So how do they treat the mavoi within the mavoi? Forget about carrying. I understand I can't carry from a chatzer house into the mavoi. But if I have something in the mavoi, could I move it from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi, despite the fact that there was no shituf done there, and there's nothing that makes it all one place? So how do we look at it? I mean, do we look at it that it's similar to a chatzer? Or do ma lo dami la chatzer? Maybe it's not like a chatzer. Maybe, I think I left out the words ma chatzer before. Do we say, mi amini ka chatzer domi, do we say it's no different than a chatzer? Ma chatzer hafagav lo arvu mutar letata bekulo. So just like the chatzer outside of the batim, there's no problem carrying in the chatzer, even without an eruv. You just can't carry from the bayit into the chatzer, or from the chatzer into the bayit. So hai nami, a mavoi is no different than that. Hafagav delonishtat fubo, mutala tafel bekulo. Or do we say, no, it's not the same at all. The chatzer itlay arba mechitzot. A chatzer, you feel securely surrounded by mechitzot, and therefore it seems to you that you're in a normal reshut hayachid, which is in fact the case. Mashenkin, when you're in a mavui, itlay arba mechitzot. So therefore, maybe they were gozer to give a dinim like a carmelite. Inami, or perhaps chatzer itlay diurin. In the chatzer, you have people living, and so that makes you feel like it's all one reshus. But halek baby urine, it's more like a street. People every once in a while will come out, walk through the mobile. So then you feel that you're in a street, and a street you can't carry more than our ba'amot. Shatik v'lo amalei v'lo midik. Reb Asi did not have an answer, and he just didn't respond. Zimnin Ashkechei, now it's fascinating that the same two people met again. Rabbi Zera found Reb Asi sitting and was quoting something from Reish Lakish, who in turn was quoting, apparently it should say Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, which would be more reasonable, Rabbi Shimon is quoting, which Rabbi Shimon Lakish was quoting, not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he was quoting Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, one time they brought it on Shabbat. The Chachamim were very upset. What's wrong with you guys? You're doing keneged the das of the robe. You're following Rebbe Eliezer. It's bad enough. I mean, that's Rebbe Eliezer. Nobody should ever do Rebbe Eliezer. First of all, we know Rabbi Eliezer is a diehard Beit Shammai guy, and therefore you shouldn't follow his shita. That's one lesson from the Yerushalmi that Rashi actually brings. It does this is the meeting all over. The other lesson of Shamuti is that he was put into Cherem, the old famous Meiser with a Rishon too, because he refused to go back on his psak. The Ode, but besides, even if it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer, was not a place in his neighborhood? The old Yachid v'Rabin halakha k'Rabin. Furthermore, we pass him like a Rabin, even if he wouldn't have been a Shamut. All this is part of what he overheard him say. The Omer Rav Oshe answered this by saying, well, I want you to know, I asked personally the Mayo, and that was Yassel, the Mayo is the most famous Mayo, Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer, they used to call him, because he was a cutter, man. And so they asked him, the Amarli, and he told me the Maisa Shahaya. The Maisa Shahaya was that it's not that they carried it on Shabbos. There you go again, people saying over these stories. It's a good thing you asked me, I could tell you the facts. It was a Mavu Shalom Nishtatfu Bo. The only problem was, there was no Shittif Mavot. And they went and they carried it from one part of the Mavri to the other part of the Mavri. Everybody got all the tumult. You're carrying in the street. But of course, since it was a Mavri, it wasn't in the street. And you're allowed to carry from one end of the Mavri to the other end of the Mavri. Now, Rabbi Zera was listening to this, was absolutely struck dumb. But I asked him years ago what the din is. Can you carry in a Mavri from one end to the other? And he sat there and refused to answer. He obviously didn't know the answer. And now over here he's telling us over this story as if it's the most obvious thing in the world that, of course, if it was a mavi, what's the problem? You can carry from one end of the mavi to the other. So he asks him, he says, excuse me, but svirle lamar mavi shalom ishtatfu mutu v'tat v'kulah? It's your opinion that this makes sense? That you can carry from one end of the mavi to the other? The Amar lay, and Reb Zera answered, I'm sure. Why not? Amar lay, well, I once asked you, you wouldn't answer me. Is it because, like, you're in a flow mode that it's just sort of flowed back in? Amar lay, yes, it's exactly what happened. Because I was flowing with this story over here, I just flowed back into mind. But that is indeed what I hold, now that you mention it.
So what, before you were flowing in the right direction, is that what you happened?
No, flowing in the mental, psychological flow.
Now?
Yes, like yesterday, it was sentimental that J.D. Salinger was defining. Mm-hmm. See?
Does
But sentimentality.
Sentimentality
is caring more than God cares. I couldn't remember that for the life of me yesterday. But that's because I wasn't flowing with that singer. Itma, Amar Rabbi Zeir Marab, Mava Shalom Ishtadfubo, Ein Metal Delimbo, Ela Be'arba Amot. That if you didn't have a sheet of... So Rav here, Rabbi Zeir quotes Rav as saying, you cannot be Metalto outside of Arba Amot. Amar Abaye, wait. It's not so simple. Amilka, Amrav Rabbi Zeir, yes, Rabbi Zeir said that. But he didn't explain it. Because the truth is, think about it, it's a fascinating issue. There's two types of mevo'ot that didn't have a shituf. You could have a mavoi that didn't have a shituf with the chatzerot, that opened to the mavoi. But the chatzerot, each individually, had an eruv with the batim that opened into the chatzer. Or you could have a mavoi in which there were chatzerot, in which the batim did not have access to the chatzer. Now, on the surface, that seems to be irrelevant to the mavoi. And yet, fascinatingly, it turns out to redefine the case. So that the case of Rabbi Zeira before, where he said there's no problem in carrying in the mavoi, can be distinguished from this case in which he quotes Rav, where Rav is saying that you cannot carry in the mavoi. And comes along Rav Baragua, and he is mefarish in his follows. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Barabua, Omer Rav, it's Rav himself who gave the explanation of his own son. We're not just reading it in over here. That it depends. A mavu shalonishtatfu bo irvu chatserot imbatim enetatfu bo ala barabamot. You indeed cannot carry without a sheet of mavaot in a case where the chatserot that opened in to the mavui, where each one of them had an eruv with its own batim. But if a lower buchatzerot in batim, surprisingly, if there was no eruv between the various chatzerot and the batim that opened onto that chatzerot, strangely enough, mutar l'taltel b'kulo. Now it's getting complicated enough that you can understand why Rabbi Zera was a little bit hesitant before. Now that he's telling you over the story of the case where they had an ismo that they carried, okay, I now go out of my way to figure out what that case was. But if you just ask me, whew, I remember it was awfully complicated. So it depends whether, gentlemen, I just want to mention something to you, that in this one little piece of Gemara over here, if you get it straight now, you got most of the issues in Erevin. So it's worthwhile paying attention. It's really quite simple. The ideas are simple. We managed to get in all of the various elements of chatzer and mavui and their interrelationship in terms of shituf and eruv. So it's kedai to pay attention to these next few lines that will serve you in good stead in the gemaras to come. No, it's closed on one end. Closed on one end, and it has a siman on the other end of a lechi or a korah. And the only problem is that you didn't make a shituf.
And so the fact that people
are and we're going to explain it now. Omalei Rav Chanina Chozal Rav. Can you explain that to me? Because it sure doesn't make any sense to me. Maishna, now what's the difference? If you made the Eruv Chatzerot with the Batim, I mean, I assume that this is your explanation. I assume that what you're thinking is like this. If you make an Eruv of the various batim in the chatzer, then what actually has happened, technically speaking, is that all of the batim have become integrated into a single bayit. But that's what an Eruv does. It integrates, mixes, meshes. In which case, we can functionally view the chatzer as being a single bayit. Okay? And that would explain to me why it is that with the Eruv we've got a problem. We would have no problem, because then nitku chatzerot v'nasu batim, then the chatzerot basically disappear. The chatzerot become extended single batim, each one. This is Rav l'shitato, because Rav shita is that ein hamavui nitar, the lechi bikorah, Achu batim lechatzerot ptuchim letocho. You can only use the lechi and korah idea in a mavui if it's a technically correct mavui. A technically correct mavui is a mavui that has both batim and chatzerot opening to it, meaning you have a minimum of two chatzerot opening into the mavui, and you have a minimum of two homes in each chatzer that are the chatzerot that open into the mavui. That's what defines a mavui. Two chatzerot, each one consisting of a minimum of two batim. So perhaps what you're saying is that in a case where you now had the Eruv, what happened is that the batim disappeared because you only have one bayit. Basically, the chatzer has become a single bayit. Since, according to Rav, this mavui no longer is technically defined as a kosher mavui, so you have batim, you have chatzerot. That's your logic, I would assume. But then I don't understand your consistency, because let's say you didn't make an Eruv. Kilo Eruv Nami. Why don't we see the opposite? If you don't make an Eruv, can you carry from the houses into the chatzer? No. So suppose I would have taken a board and sealed up the homes. So now you don't have chatzerot and batim. But so then Rav Lashitato should say, how could I be matir a lechi and korah in a mavui where there are no homes opening into the chatzerot that open into the mavui? There's no homes. So therefore, it shouldn't make the slightest bit of difference whether you have made an Eruv or you haven't made an Eruv. If you made an Eruv, you messed up the mavui, the lechi and korah of the mavui. You messed it up by the fact that there's no homes. There's only a single home.
Because
there's only one home. An Eruv makes up a single home out of it.
There were two homes. Once you make the Eruv,
there's only one home. Or if you didn't make an Eruv, you have zero homes. Because each of the houses is now banged up, closed off.
Why?
And but you can't carry from it. So for all intents and purposes, it might as well be sealed. So this home is now sealed off from the mavui. So why then does Rav say that if you didn't, if you made an Eruv Chatzeres, then you can't be metal? Why? Because, I guess, because you don't have two homes in each chatzer. And if you did make an Eruv Chatzeres, either way you got a problem, right? If you did not make an Eruv Chatzeres, you don't have any batim. So it should be even worse. So, if you didn't make an Eruv Nomulus, you don't have any batim. Why are they not simply sealed up homes? In which case, you only have chatzerot. You don't have any batim. And that's not a kosher bovin. Ah, wait. This is so much fun. Wait. Because they could always be mevatel rishus. The kula legabe chad. You see, the din is that if everybody gets together and they say, look, the Spolskys are making a kiddush in the yard. They need to bring everything out. We forgot to make an Eruv. Let's all be mevatel our rishus to the Spolskys. Now they can carry out. We can't. A lovely gesture.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Because now there's only one house. Because everybody else was mevatel their rights to one family. So that family will now be... Now that can happen at any point. In which case you can't say there are no batim. Right? Ah, but so, bayitika, batim leka, you'll only have this vote. You won't have anybody else. So you're still going to have a problem. No, not true. Because you can always change your mind in the middle of the day. Let's say somebody else has a kiddush in the afternoon. They can switch off. And now everybody can be mabat the rishus to the other family in the chatzer.
In the middle of Shabbos.
In the middle of Shabbos. So now there's only one bayit at that time. But that means... After the mitzafer about pagad yom legabichad, mipagad yom lefanya legabichad. So now you've got two homes.
Yeah, but not.
Ah, but sof, beidna deite lahai, led to lahai, but you don't have two homes at the same time. Isn't it necessary to have two homes at the same time to be matir the mavui? Fascinating idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because here you have space that is being defined by time. You don't have two spatial components at the same time, and therefore you don't have two spatial.
You can't make an Eruv on Shabbos.
Right.
can't make an error. But if you only have one rishus, you don't need an error.
Yeah, I understand that. But isn't this changing rishus like changing an error?
No, because you only have one one
verse. Why are you asking?
Why not? A bias is an asher in a cluster unless there's more than one person living there. So now they're here. They're all that's living. Anyway, well, but I mean, it's the Gemara is machalic, but we'll see when we get there.
Private
cluster. When you say private, you mean there's no other homes? No. It has other homes. Hello, Amram. So clearly the logic that we assumed in Rav cannot be based on the technical description of the chotzer vis-a-vis the mavui because of the eruv. That's not the point. So what is the point? Hello, Amram. I'll tell you. The point is like this. Migaram l'chatzerot sheyesu. How does the whole thing start? It has nothing to do with the description of the mavui. That's not the point. The point over here is that what is it that ushers the mavui in the first place? The only thing that ushers it is the kalim, the fact that there's batim there. So therefore, migaram l'chatzer sheyesu batim, maleka. There's no longer a problem bechlal of requiring a shitof here anyway. Because if it wouldn't be because of the batim, if you hold, and here we get back to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we talked about before, if you hold, and it happens to be that it's exactly how Rav holds in Erevin, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, without batim, chatzerot, karfefot, mevoot, gagot, are all one rishus. The only reason that you have to look at the mavri as a different kind of rishus is because you've got household goods that are coming now into the chatzerot. So now the chatzerot are no longer all one rishus because the chatzerot have become part of the batim. But if you don't have an eruv, you don't have a problem. Because there is no batim now that will change the status of the chatzer. Therefore, chatzer mavri, all one rishus. So why can't I carry from one down to the other? It's the equivalent of shittuf. And therefore, we have no problem in this case. But of course, that's only assuming that we passed like Rabbi Shimon. So again, we started with this case of where they brought the Ismael through what we thought was Yitzhak Rabbanan. Turned out it was talking about they moved it through Gagot, Karfik, Fot, and so on. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And we finally came to recognize that even in a single mavui, if you don't have an eruv in that mavui, in the chatzerot, then the chatzerot and karfifot and mivaot according to Rabbi Shimon would all be the same rishus, and therefore you'd be carried throughout the mavui. As our president pointed out, however, earlier, you still wouldn't be allowed to get it into a house on the other end of the mavui, in which case the assumption would be that the mila took place in the alley, which is very strange. And indeed, Rashi says it took place in the house, which now raises that open door of box. So what good is the teretz if in the end you're going to have to carry from the mavui into the house to be continued?
Maybe the baby box.
The mavui is allowed only if all the families on the mavui calls decide, make a decision, or make a move to mivater.
No. The correct way for a mavui to be the eter. The normal way is to do a shittur, in which they take a little bit of food, yeah, and then
it's
over
to everybody.
And it's over to everybody.
Right.
But if they didn't, oh yes, but sorry, Shabbat.
When are we going to
do that? You want 8:30 or 9? How do you want to do it? 9 is more convenient to you?
9 is better than 8:30.
Okay, 9. We're getting earlier. We're getting earlier.